Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Thank God for another Saturday night. Thank God for each and every one of you all. And I hope that y'all have been blessed, as well as most of us, even though you're on the show, that still means that you're blessed. But I'm talking about blessed all the way around the board, you know. We got a lot to be thankful for. Before I get started off into anything, Brother Crookaletta, how you doing, Brother Crookaletta?
Well, Uncle Larry, I'm feeling pretty good. Other than that, yesterday, I finally got that release from the doctor, so I'll be going to the doctor Monday, rescheduling for my surgery, and I will let you know how things turn out. I will call you and the rest of the guys, all my Clocks Off brothers and all my friends in Chicago and everything. All I'm just going to say is just keep me in your prayer because I'm ready to get this done and over because I'm tired of being in pain. But other than that, Uncle Larry, on an upbeat note, doing pretty good. We had about 85 degrees today with a breeze, so it was beautiful. We had just a little bit of an overcast sky, that made it just that much better. So we were good today. And right now, I'm in the house. I just came in. Been all sitting out there earlier. And, you know, I only live probably straight across. If I went across the fields and through the woods there, I'm about maybe a mile and a half from the track. And I was sitting out there listening. There's some big motors going down the track this evening. They got a summit race down here, so, you know, I didn't go over there, but, you know, I was hearing them. And believe me, I wanted to go. But I didn't, so with that said, without any further ado, Uncle Larry, I'm good.
That's right. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Because I'm glad to hear that. You know, some news better than no news, you know, and that's a blessing, too. But, you know, I haven't sit up thinking, you know, and it's somebody that had been in the game with us and had been in the organization with us, man. I kind of miss him real dearly, man. And I thought me and you would briefly talk about that tonight, man. I kind of miss old Gunner Picks, man. Gunner Picks, man, he made a mark on Uncle Larry, you know. A lot of folks had different various opinions about him so far and so on, but I got a chance to know him personally. And from the time that I got to know him personally, man, I kind of miss old Gunner Picks, man. Gunner Picks was a warrior in this game, man. You know, and he fitted in so beautiful in the game, man. You know, I don't see where nobody is perfect. We all have human error, you know, which is a part of our lives, you know, and always will be a part of our lives and anyone else's lives down here because no one I know of that was perfect that walked down here except for Jesus Christ. So, you know, we all have our, some people say as imperfections, but, you know, I kind of miss the guy, man. You know, I was thinking about him yesterday, too, also, you know, and I said, I kind of miss him. I had a lot of fun with him. How about you, Cookie?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Larry, you know, I'm going to say it, ladies and gentlemen. That's a mellow, modest type self. Gunner Pick, you know, I met him, you know, when y'all came down here that year to Fat Tuesday. But I had seen him before, but I had never approached him. But I got a chance to sit down and talk to him. The man had a lot of good things to say. And, you know, none of it is negative. It's always something positive. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he had the tendency, the same as me, I try to uplift the game. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just going to point blank say it. Me being from the South, I have no vested interest in the North being better than the South being better than the North, the East being better than either one, or the West being better. All the thing I'm in this for is to try to make it great. And I'm on these Midwest shows because I feel like I'm part of the Midwest, and I'm standing up for what I believe. And you know what I'm saying? Like you said about Gunner Pick, and we're talking about Gunner Pick, not to get off subject. But all we can do is try to make the best of what we got. You know what I'm saying? And he had the tendency to try to do that. So do you, so do I, so do, you know, other people, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to name a few of them. Big Eddie, Lee, Big Drag, you know what I'm saying? All of us, we try to do the best we can to get this thing going. Brother D, you know what I'm saying? All the guys that be on the show that come on and conversate with us, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. We need to keep and continue to do that. But, you know, I'm going to reiterate something that Gunner Pick started last night when he said what he said, then I came in and said something afterwards. But you got to concentrate on the Midwest and not worry about the South, which is what he said and basically what I said too. You concentrate on the Midwest. Don't worry about the South because, to be honest with you, there's basically five grudge tracks that the Midwest go to, and I'll name them. It's 41, Byron, Morocco, what's the other one, Byron, and what's the other one, Uncle Larry, up there? The track up there,
Milan.
I can't think of the name of it, but Well, you got Mylan and you got Martin. And it's one other one that, that people in Chicago go close to that's close to. You got Byron, the Grove. You know what I'm saying? You got Five Tracks. You are trying to compete with Five Tracks and probably six or seven promoters up in the Midwest versus the 300 to 400 down here in the South that's doing races. And probably 5 to 10 times more tracks. And then they're always putting this stuff on Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, and you're always seeing it. You can't compare that. You got your own tracks up there. And, you know, being at the Midwest does have more people in one city than majority of the cities in the South. But the thing about that is this. You're comparing the city and the population versus 10 states down here with, you know, 300 to 400 tracks and racing going on every weekend. And, you know, a lot of that racing is not the so-called, quote-unquote, elite cars. It's the mediocre, you know, like as Sharon say, the streetable and the mid-range cars, you know, the middleweights and down. That's what most of the racing is down here. Cars like the cars most wanted, Chicago most wanted to have, and cars like 6 Mile Ran and a few others up there on the other side of there in Chicago, I mean in Detroit up there, there's not that many of those cars up there that do any type of road racing in the north, so they have to come south to basically compete because the guys down south got all these guys down here from Florida and Georgia, and, you know, everywhere across here that race each other, and they don't want to come up north because, you know what I'm saying, you only got 4 or 5 cars up there to race, so it's hard for them to race some of them, and then to be honest about it, and I'm not going to hold no punches on it, a lot of those guys know that they can't beat Chicago Most Wanted or 6 Mile Random, so they're not going to challenge them. So that's what the deal is with the racing in the Midwest. But if you look at it, a lot of people are not going to the track like talking about it, and there is a lot of racing going on with the street and streetable and mediocre cars. But it's people that don't come on these shows, so you don't really hear about it unless somebody goes to the track and they see it. And, you know what I'm saying, just to make people aware of it, it is racing going on in the Midwest. It's just not nothing that's real popular. It's not the popular people. So, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to really hear about them. You know,
well, you know, Crooked Ladder, when you leave your era, whenever you leave your era, Crooked Ladder, and you go into somebody else's era, it's always going to seem, you know, that it's much bigger, much better, so far and so on. But, you know, I paid the difference, you know, because of the simple fact that it's a lot of these guys that during the period of time that the we were doing the racing up here, which was the quarter mile, okay, some of these guys up here, because the competition wasn't so great because of the quality of cars that they had, they decided that they wanted to go and run their cars 8 mile, which they had to make a transition first and then turn around there and go down there and try to compete. My thing that I say about that is this here. These guys travel a long ways, man, to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth, you know. And, you know, they're going out there to compete, you know. And my thing that I have with it is this here. There's no reason for if they put their cars together to go and go somewhere else and travel to race, there's no reason for them to be trying to engage with each other other than the fact that they just want to have a grudge, you know, with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the whole purpose of them leaving here is to go and represent. You know, they're going to represent themselves, first of all, And then after they the representation that they have for themselves brings in the other people from the Midwest to come and support what they're doing. You know, so my thing with it is, you know, I heard on a couple of times, well, why Donye and 6 Mile Randy don't run? Well, when they make their mind up to run, they will. But the whole purpose of what they're doing right now is because of the, you know, the late time that it took for them to get their cars and stuff together, you know, they're going down there and they're going to try to get it in doing what they do down there in order to be a real reputable force in the grudge game themselves, you know. So, you know, we'll get a chance to get back to Randy and Donye later if that's what they, you know, finally decide to do. If they don't decide to do it, you know, then, you know, that's their racing program. They run their racing program, you know. And we heard on several occasions, well, other people said that they run their own racing program, so they run theirs too. So,
that's true.
You know, with that being said, you know, let's get to the nitty gritty. You know, the nitty gritty is the part where we turn around, leaving here to go down there and try to get some recognition for the Midwest or for themselves or whatever the case may be, because it's all gonna fall in order as far as them getting support, as far as them having people, you know, to come in and back them and want to see them win and so far and so on, just like it's going on down there. You know, because they became a part of what's happening down there. But my thing with it is, once they get themselves to that point, then the next thing you know, you turn around and you see people bagging up from them. It ain't like we didn't send no 50 or 60 cars down there. I mean, if we had them available and people that wanted to do that, then we would do so. But because of the simple fact that we have a few of the guys that want to go down there and do it, you know, I just feel like the competition should be a little bit greater for them. You know, I've seen on several occasions where the guys have worked real hard and put their cars together to go down there and to compete with them guys, and I've seen a whole class get shut down once when it came to I don't like biting my damn tongue, no way, when it came to Lil Tony. You know, Lil Tony went down there, he put a car together to go down there and compete with them guys to, you know, to get some recognition, and everything he did, he always said that it was for the Midwest, you know.
Yeah.
And they shut a whole class down on him, small blocks. They shut all the small blocks down on him. It was being said on the shows and stuff about Lil Tony shouldn't be got the baddest small block in the world. You know, let the people find out how bad his small block is. Let them race, you know.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, you could consider that as blocking a race. You know what I'm saying? So my thing with that is, you know, these guys is working real hard up here to get down there. So a lot of people just take it for granted, man. But, you know, it can't be taken for granted. These guys, they spend their time. They spend their time away from their families. They spend their time out on the road working every day and then turning around, coming in and going to work on their cars to try to get themselves in a position where they can come down there and participate in what other people are doing, you know. And I don't know. I just don't take it for granted. You know, a lot of people do.
Well, Uncle Larry, I'm going to say this to you right here. And then, Lee, I'm going to open your mic back in a second. You got a lot of noise, so I'm going to open your mic back up.
Hey, man, I'm trying to give you a ratio for up here, glue, man. You said to mute my mic. I would have muted you.
Yeah, but you had a lot of noise, and Uncle Larry was trying to talk, bro. I have to say.
Our time is going to be consistent. His thing is going to be off and on. So, you know, if you got me on, let him deal with it. But if there's recent noise that's in the background,
we'll work with that. I just want to respond to what you said just a minute ago with this statement right here.
We can respond to that, and we can edit it all.
Yeah.
And we just want to get his report right quick. We'll go right back to it. Yeah, get him in, and you know, I understand he got a lot of noise because he had the track, but we want to try to get his report right quick.
All right, go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I'm out here, man. You're at 41, man. Three loads getting ready to run a bike. A bike getting ready to get three loads to break to the eighth.
Oh, y'all having a good time down there, Lee?
Yeah, it's a lot of people here, man. They running a shootout now, man. They got
awesome.
They just started
yeah.
back this shoot out here. Yeah, they gonna three little gonna run in front of the boy with the mic after in the point around with the shootout. Got the outside. Look at you, man. Damn.
Okay.
Damn. One of them just scraped the wall, look like. Damn. But he no, he
damn.
Look like he scraped the wall. Shoot, these mother was going out through there, man.
I was just
I'm
waiting
gonna mute
on
my mic
call.
Again. I'm gonna come back.
Yeah. Okay, I was waiting on y'all to call. Me and Crooked Letter just we holding us a conversation with the people and stuff. We didn't want to do like we did before, itemize ourselves and just set ourselves dead on the recent reports, because we tried that a couple of times and it didn't work out right. But you know, when it working this way with us having a conversation, the show won't just go blank. So come back to us, Lee, and you and whoever. I know Kid's supposed to be doing the same thing too, also. So come back to me and Brother Crooked Letter as soon as y'all get everything going down.
Okay, one of the cars just scraped the wall down. So I guess they're checking it out.
Scraped the wall bad?
No. But he scraped the wall, but shit, he got back right in the lanes and was running on down.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they tell me y'all jam. Yeah, they say y'all jam packed down there, man.
Shit. So I had the grill and the deep fryer. You know?
Yeah, well, me and Crooked Letter, we're going to be holding it down until y'all come back with the reports, man.
All right.
Yeah, bro. Go ahead, bro,
Crooked Letter. Okay. Now, let me think of what I said to you. Oh, okay. This is what I was saying to you. In response to what you were saying about people asking why 6 Mile Randy and Donya don't run each other.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Why would they go way down south to run each other when they can do that at home?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it. None of the guys that's asking this question is leaving their home to come up to the Midwest or nowhere else to run each other. They run each other at home down there. So why would they want to, you know, put that out there? If they come down, they're coming down to handle business, to get in the ring with other people. So they shouldn't even be worried about why they're not running each other.
Yeah.
That's
I agree with you.
Because that's just a fake front. That's a storefront being thrown up in front of somebody. You know what I'm saying? To cover up. You know what I'm saying? The fact that some of the people are actually scared to run. I'm just going to put it like that. I'm going to be honest with you. They're scared to run. And, you know, if you look at it, they come down south and they continue to run basically the same people over and over. Other people are scared to run. I'm just putting it out there like it is. I'm just telling it like the show said, I'm just telling it like it is.
Yeah.
I'm telling it all.
Well, that's what it is. You know, because of the simple fact that we ain't worried about 6 Mile Randy and Donya now. You know, our time and our money and our efforts and stuff is being spent going to support what they do, and they traveling. You know, so with them traveling, they're going looking for action. And since there's so much action going on down there, they shouldn't have no problem even getting no action. You know?
Yeah.
It seemed like... But from what's being said, they having problem getting action here, you know, which is a lot of people up here that's in the same era that they in is not running Eighth of Mile, so they going where the Eighth of Mile action is, you know. So, you know, with that being said, man, that's what everybody be looking for, you know. You know, we got a program.
These guys. Your guys up there, you know what I'm saying, the guys up Midwest, I'm just going to say our guys because I feel like I'm part of the Midwest, but I'm just going to say it like this, you know. Now, I'm not feeling like I'm part of the Midwest. I am part of the Midwest, even though I'm living down south. I don't care if y'all guys don't like what I just said in Chicago, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm supporting what I believe in. And I'm just going to say it like this right here. The guys are doing Three Love, the Chi-Town Most Wanted, the 6 Mile Randys, the Leons, and whoever else is doing the traveling, they doing the Jerry Maguire thing. Show me the money. You know what I'm saying? Show me the money and we will come. You know what I'm saying? You follow the money trail. If you got to leave Chi-Town to go to fucking Iowa to go to work to make the kind of money that you need to make or you want to make because it's not there in Chicago, then that's what you have to do. That's understandable. That's very understandable. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need sitting at home being broke. You got something, you know what I'm saying? You got a fast car that's a coffee table because you just got shit sitting around on it and you ain't doing nothing with it. You might as well have a coffee table. Go out there and sit your coffee cup up on it every morning, every evening. Because it ain't, you know what I'm saying, you may not be losing no money or nothing like that, but at the same time, you just got a showpiece. You know what I'm saying? If you don't go out and race those cars, that's all they are, showpieces. You might as well just get it in a car show. Paint it up real pretty, go to the World Wheels or the Autorama or whatever, and let it become a trophy car, a parade car. Dress it up as a float and drag it down the street, parade car. You know what I'm saying? If you build it for a purpose, then use it for that purpose. That's all I'm saying.
Right. You know. We got any hands up, Grigalella?
Nope, but we got Brother Eddie in. If he chooses to
Brother
talk.
Eddie, Brother Eddie is in with us. Hey, Brother Eddie, how you doing, Brother Eddie?
Up? I'm doing all right, Uncle A. How you feel tonight, man?
Doing okay. I'm hanging in there, Brother Eddie. Glad to have you with us tonight. Brother Eddie, on what we were just speaking on, the fact of the matter that people are making the transition from running a quarter mile and going to 8 mile racing and because they seen somewhere else where the competition was more plentiful and that they wanted to go down there and represent themselves. How do you feel about the fact of the matter that they're making a transition over from one thing to another and then turn around and traveling and so far and so on and go down there and it be complicated for them to be finding competition?
Well, it'd be up this way it's complicated for them to find, you know, competition.
Mm-hmm.
But up there, they right in the mix, you know. Whatever top flight guys they got down there. And the reason I'm liking it so much because they came into a program that they was already running in the South. And they seen it and they say, hey, well, you know what? We're going to challenge this. And they went back in the first year or so, they had problems. But, boy, once they got it right, they got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Now they is just as dominant or more dominant than the guys that started all up there in the South. And for the other part, like I keep telling people, why Donye and 6 Mile Randy ain't running each other? Because then that'd be just like giving them an idea of where they at with each other, which then allows the competition to know which cars that they can put up against them and which cars they can't. Keep them guessing. That's what they got them doing. They got them guessing. I don't care if they don't ever run each other, as long as they go down there and get the job done up in the South and give themselves the best chance to get the job done without a person having to spy on them, you know,
uh-huh.
And what the resource is between them two. But, yeah, they doing what they do, man, and that's the kind of racing they like to do, and they doing good at it. So, man, I'm glad to see them doing it.
Yeah. And I hope they continue on, and I hope they continue on to improve. But it seems like the more improvement that being made, you know, it's just like the situation I'm going to speak on about Herb the Ruler. Herb the Ruler explained to everybody that he got the right to run his program whatever way he wants to run his program and when he gets ready to run and so far and so on. Everybody got that privilege. You know, the main thing was that if a person challenges me and I'm supposed to be on the top, then I ain't got no choice but to try to beat that challenge, man. You know, I ain't got to try to prove my manhood. Nobody's questioning his manhood. You got the right to run your program well. But, damn, look at the miles between here and there, man, back and forth, man, going up and down the road, staying in hotels, making preparations, et cetera, et cetera. You know, to go down there and compete. Now, The reason I keep looking at that is because of the simple fact that I always go back in my memory to the time when they first came. And, you know, during that period of time, Big Drag was in the Grudge Inc. organization pretty strong. And he told us, he said, hey, y'all, we know we don't do what they do, you know, but we still going to do what we're supposed to do. And that's to make sure that we let them know that when they come up here, we're trying to accommodate. And that's what went down. Okay, mm-hmm. Now it don't have to be like that. We coming right. down out of them now. So now we want to mm-hmm. be accommodated the same way. Matter of fact, change ain't no robbery. I don't care where you go, man. And then Donye, right. they want a race. Donye, Tate, all of them, they want the race, man. You know? And I just feel like they should have no problem being accommodated. You know, it's way more than just two or three cars down there for them to run.
Oh yeah.
You know, they want to race. Those guys want to race, man. They got their little organization together over there, and they trying to get it in, man. You know, and the only reason I'm speaking on it is because of the simple fact that it's real. You know, ain't nothing phony about what's going down now. You know, it wasn't nothing phony, going. I know it wasn't nothing funny going on at all. Now, they stepped right to the plate and went to who's supposed to be their top guy down there. You know, regardless of the fact of how long, whether his car was together or not, I think that was the first time his car went down the track, if I'm correct. You know, but he still wanted to engage. He wants to race. And that's what that's all about. Ain't nobody coming down there, you know, all that time to sit up in a hotel or sit around and watch other people do this and that. Them guys, they want to participate, man. So, you know, my thing with it is, I feel like it should be more focused on finding somebody to run them guys than it is worrying about the guys coming from the Midwest running each other. That's my whole
thing. Right.
You know.
Well, hey, over there, I'm going to say this right here. This is when it comes to what you were just talking about, this is the thing right here. Okay. You got these guys that go out and hunt, right? They hunt certain animals. You got these guys now, they'll hunt certain animals because they figure they got enough to go hunt them with. But then when it comes to one particular animal, they figure they don't have enough to hunt that person with, they stay the hell away from that type of animal. And that's what's going on in that Grudge game. They figure like they got enough to come and knock you off, then they come at you. When they don't think they got enough to knock you off, then they avoid you like the plague. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like somebody having a contagious disease. If you ain't got an inoculation against that disease, you ain't going to go around. So what I'm saying to you is, if you don't feel like you can beat that person, then you're going to get the crawfish and you're going to bag down that hole. You're going to get that crawfish disease called bagging up, and that's what you're going to do. And that's just point blank and straight to the point. What you say about that, Roy?
Yeah, that's about right. You got to pray on the weak. You got to be real cautious and strong. That's the way you have to do it.
Yeah.
But that ain't
the way it should be. I'm not trying to defend her, the ruler, but, you know, he told everybody on one of these shows that he was going to run Donye back after he had beat Donye. But Donye showed him too much. He don't feel like he got enough, so I guess he's supposed to put a new piece in his car or whatever. And he said out a certain date, which I guess is going to be sometime within the next month or so, or probably at Baldur's race, then he'll come at him when he figure he got enough. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's the way the ball bounces, you know. The thing about it is, when it comes to this racing, life, or anything else, you can't make a man do something that he don't want to do or he figure he can't do or he ain't got no chance at doing. So I'm not defending it. I'm not bashing it. Just telling it like it is.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. There's no bashing. I just go by according to what people say out their mouth. You know, when you say one thing out your mouth and you do another, that's a total different thing, man. You know, I know... Me, myself,
everybody that I have ever seen sitting on the top. If they figure that a person is making a donation to charity, brother man, they're going to be standing in line with charity. You know, so
exactly.
My thing with it is, in the game that we're dealing with, majority and most of the cases, I ain't saying nobody have to because ain't nobody got to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of the cases, people give a person a get back. You know, and
unless like Herb Hoover said, he feel like he basically just said that he didn't have enough to get back. He got by skin his teeth the last time, and you know what I'm saying. And unless you feel or know that you got away by luck, then you have a tendency not to try that again.
Yeah. But I always thought that whenever there's any race that takes place, the agreement has to be made between the two people that's going to get in the lane. Okay? My thing with it is, it can't be made up by one person. I wouldn't give a damn how many races they won. You know? You can win 50 million races. That don't give you no damn prestige. In a racing game, it might give you some as far as the public is concerned. But in a racing game, it don't give you no prestige. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody still got the same equal opportunity. You get your ass over in one lane, I get mine in the other. And let's get down. You know? That's the way I look at it. But that's the way we always done it, you know? And like they say, we live in a changing time. So maybe I'm kind of looking at it just from my aspect because of the simple fact that I've already been in the game a long time ago, you know. And with that being said, it's so many changes that's being made, you know, and this new grudge racing, man. You know, and a lot of them seem like a whole lot of them is just really unnecessary, you know. I mean, my God, you know. And for a lot of it to be taking place, you know, I don't know. I just felt like the game, maybe because of the simple fact that I got to a point now where I was doing a lot of traveling too, you know, and it's just for a person to turn around and leave their home and drive 800 miles and all those different miles and so far and so on and get down there and then don't really get what they're paying for, man, it's not really satisfying to me. Because the whole thing is about racing, period, point blank. And the game is changing so much now. Until now, you don't even have to win a race. You know, you get the park out money and you don't want to race. So that means you don't really have to race if that be the case. You know? All that fell up under acceptance and stuff, you know, which it'll never be acceptable by me. You know? Because I want to know how many cars you won by. Was it a close race? What happened? You know, so far and so on. If you got the park out money, you can't give me no description of how the race was. You know, you can't tell me how the action was because that was done. So if it wasn't anything, then it don't come into play. It's non-existent. You know. You know. So I don't know.
Hold on
you know,
a second.
But,
hold on a second, over there. We got another call. Let me bring a call in. 478-79. 47. Your mic is open.
Caller, who we got on the line?
Hey, what's going on, Uncle Larry? What's going on, Mr. Crooked Letter? How
good.
Y'all doing tonight?
What's up, good?
Hey, man,
we talked you up, man. Hey, Larry, I just decided to call in, man. It felt good to be back on the show last night, so I decided to go ahead and pop in and see what y'all was talking about tonight on your show. And
yeah.
I just been sitting back listening, and you guys got some strong points, and I just want to let you guys know I'm here, I'm listening. I really don't have a stance on it. Because you guys uncovered everything adequately enough, and you know that. I mean, you guys got to it. You guys, you know, and that's it. That's all.
But, right.
You know, you cannot make a man. Run his racing program the way that you feel he should run his racing program.
That's right.
And that's it.
Right.
That's all. And nobody's above anybody else in his racing game.
That's right.
Somebody might have some more fame. Somebody might travel a little bit more because their money let them travel a little bit more. But at the end of the day, that's it. That's all. Everybody is doing what their finances are allowing them to do, or whatever the family situation is allowing them to do. and that's all.
Yeah.
So
they finances are their heart. Their finances are their heart. A lot of the guys that's in the game now, their heart.
Love it. Act right, Larry.
It's a little
weird. Larry, act right. What's wrong with you, man? Act right, Larry.
Well, it's the truth, though. It's the truth,
Larry,
got it?
Larry, act right.
It's the truth.
So let me tell you, Larry. Hey, Larry, let me tell you like this. It's just like the old heads and it's like the old heads. When them old lines get pushed out the way by the new young studs and the new young lines, it's hard for them old studs to acknowledge that they can't do what they used to do. So they hold on any way they can, and they try to relive their past, and they try to keep it. So Larry, come on, let's act right tonight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and act right.
But
you know they ain't got no heart.
But
you know they ain't got.
I had to speak on this class / grudge racing, man. I had to speak on it, man, because it's a lot of things that's going on. They call it grudge racing, but if you really just stop and you take a look at it, it's class / grudge racing. And when I say that, I'm saying it to this point. I seen in 2015 where it was a whole nother class. A small block class being ran, okay, and if you didn't have this one copper, this intake, all this here different stuff, and so far and so on, then your small block becomes irrelevant. You see what I'm saying? And me myself, in my own personal opinion and stuff, man, I thought that was so very degrading, man. You know.
Okay, Larry, can I ask you and everybody listening to your show tonight?
Sure.
Let me ask everybody.
Sure.
I want to ask Crooked Letter. Crooked Letter, where you at, Crooked Letter? Okay, seriously, this
right,
is what I would like. Since 2011, we've all identified the problem. We have all identified the problem. Week in and week out, everybody talks about the same thing that everybody knows is the problem. But who can raise their hand and push the one button and come on Uncle Larry's show and offer a solution to the problem? Who can raise their hand, push the one button, and offer a solution to the problem? That's what I would like to hear. Because week in, week out, talking about the same thing, griping about the same thing that everybody knows about, doesn't help. What it does, it enables the complaint to keep going forward. So if there's anybody listening to Uncle Larry's show, please raise your hand, and I would like to hear your solution to the problem. Whether you have a car or not, because I don't mean myself personally. I've been accused of me not having a car, so I need to go someplace and shut the hell up. But just because I don't have a car or just because you don't have a video camera doesn't mean that you can't see what I do and comment on it. But I would like to see this. If he did this, this might be a little bit better. So whether you race or not, it's just me. I would like to hear what you have to say. If you have a solution, not to keep talking about the problem, but to actually offer a solution to the problem.
I give you a solution to a benefit.
What's that?
When you go choose your man to race, if he don't want to race, move on. And don't worry about that person. That's the easiest way to do it. If you got a certain dollar amount you want to race for, a certain way that you want to race for, and that person don't want to do it, move on to the next until you find who you're looking for. That's all I can say. That's it. Because, like you said, everybody run their program the way they want to run it. So, you know what I'm saying? You have to respect, like I always say, it's called respect and understanding. You have to respect what a person tells you and understand why they tell you that. They don't want to do it. I ain't know why you don't want to do it or you scared or whatever. Okay, well, you don't want to do it, then I'm going on to the next man. Got to pick, you don't want to raise me, I'm going to Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry, you don't want to raise me, I'm going to Eddie. If Eddie don't want to raise me, I'm going to Three Lugs. If Three Lugs don't want to raise me, I'm going to Dre. Okay, if I go to all these people and don't get no race, then I don't get no race that race, I go to the next one and do the same thing. Eventually, I'm going to find somebody that's going to race me, that's willing to race me. That's it.
Yeah.
For as money wise, the way you want to raise or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just it's on to the next man. Don't waste your time hollering about he's scared and all this kind of stuff because, like you just said, you can't make a man run his program no other way than what you want to. That's the solution. Hello.
Hello.
Got it. Thanks. Where gotta go? Where gotta go?
Oh no, something must have come up. Hold on,
we got some people's hands coming up now. I see.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on,
okay, well,
let me start bringing them in.
Bring them in.
708-6632. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Sean and Drag Nation. How everybody
doing? What's up, Sean? What's happening, Sean?
All right. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Not much supporting that show, you know. And I didn't get what Ghana Picks was talking. I don't even know what the show was about, man. I looked and saw what time it was, and I hit the button. He was talking about, you know, hit the one button. So I really don't know what the subject was, but like I do every week, man, I support everybody, you know. You know, Big Eddie, you know, I tried to come in last night, but I couldn't get through. So, but, you know, I like I tell you, I mean, I support all the shows, man. I support everybody.
Yep.
And Uncle Larry, I got
all
you.
Right.
You know, I got your stuff. I didn't know if they sent it to you or not, but I send you what I wrote up, and you let me know if you like it. You know.
You know who also?
Well, you know what?
Sean,
you are. Yeah. I did receive something, and what I did, I liked it. I liked it very, very much, and I really appreciate the effort that you put in forth, man, to put yourself into a situation where you become reputable when it comes to everybody, you know, and that's a good thing, man, you know, because of the simple fact that is our whole purpose, Sean, period, man, is to blend in with what everybody's doing, man, as far as the racing world is concerned, and try to make things work and make it good for everybody, not just for certain people, but everybody, you know, because that's what we need in the game, man. We need that in the game real bad, because if we get more down to being about what the whole thing is about in the first place, then I think that we'll be much more successful at it.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot, man. Same with Tate, man. I can't make Tate's race. But, man, like I told him, I'm going to support his show. I'm going to post it up on the Facebook page. I'm a supporter, man. This, you know, we went to the last one, but I can't make his event and then try to get back to Chicago and race that drag event. You know, yeah. So, but I'm definitely going to support him, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you very much, man. And I like your valiant effort that you make it, man, to put yourself in a situation where what you're trying to do becomes a part of the grudge world itself, you know. And, hey, anything we can do, man, all you got to do is just let us know, Sean. Anything.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll make sure I get it all posted up. And, you know, my wife, she's going to go over everything just to make sure all the dots and T's are crossed the right way. And it'll be up there either Monday or Tuesday for sure.
Yeah.
I really get
okay. Let me bring a couple of people. I got three more in line, Uncle Larry. 224-6386. Your mic is open. Smooth.
What's
criminal.
Up, fellas? Yes, indeed.
Rob Stokes.
You know what? You know what? Hey, Uncle Larry, I want to tell you something.
Uh huh.
Yes. Yesterday we had that conversation, and I'm listening to, you know what I'm saying, all the ruckus and everything, man. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Not standing up for me, man, but telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? One man's race should be one man's race. You know what I'm saying? If you accept that what it is what it is. You know, and then I get on the show, just listen to it right now. Crook Letter, you said exactly right. You know, if you don't want to race, just move on, man. I ain't got to fight and argue about nothing, man. It ain't no big deal. You know, I brought this car in here, man, just to put it in play. This ain't no hell of a car. It's just a car. You know what I'm saying? A street riding car, whatever you want to call it, however you want to just play. I just tried to put a car into play. It is what it is. If you can't deal with it, you know what I'm saying? It's time to move on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like the
simple
rap song.
That.
Okay, on to the next.
Yeah,
one.
As simple as that.
On to
and,
the
you
next.
Know, just,
one.
I'm just, right. I'm going to show you something just to see. The, I ain't afraid to race nobody if I know that I'm in the same class as you. But you know, you got a certain person they want to come and put something on top of me yesterday. Oh, you can race this here. We'll come to find out. This car here got an aluminum motor in it. I'm on Ray Picotta at 1 in the morning. You got to be crazy. I don't know how.
Hey,
I mean,
smooth,
you know, I ain't race nobody. I don't know nobody. I don't know nothing, man. Please, man. Come on, dog. I'm smarter than what they
think. Leave that alone, Smooth. Just leave that alone. Don't go there. Just move on.
I'm just saying, man. I'm smarter than what most people think. I just play this.
Move on.
But you know what? You know what, though, Smooth? I just only put it in a concrete form. I only put it in a concrete form, Smooth. And the reason I did is because of the simple fact, in order for two guys to engage, they got to come to an agreement. If they don't come to an agreement, they can't engage. You know, so whether the public, the fans, or whoever have an opinion about that or so far and so on, all that's irrelevant because it's between the two guys to make it to a point where they come to an agreement.
Yep.
If they come to an agreement, they race. If they don't come to an agreement, then they don't race, you know, and that's just the bottom line to that, you know. I got to keep it straight down the middle. I can't be one-sided with it. I got to keep it straight down the middle, you know.
I hate to interrupt you. Hey, Smooth, what's happening?
I'm good, big brother.
Man, I like what I heard from you, but hey, let me ask you guys another question. Has anybody heard any ruckus being kept up about, you know, the DPs? You know, that, you said you was going to race me, and you know, they get to the track, and then they back out. And, you know, they can back out because there's no DP money put up or nothing like that. Has any fuss been kept up with that?
I ain't heard nothing like that. You know, I ain't heard nothing like that. Mostly the DP man that we hear about is everybody, you know, you hear about just picking a good one. I haven't really seen no controversy, but one time I think it was a little controversy in a race that we had up here.
Okay.
And that was just making a decision.
Well, that was the nature of my question. That was the nature of my question because I know at one point it was a question of people not paying the DPs, you know what I mean, of people not racing. And then one party would get mad because you know, there was no race that went down and there was no DP or nothing like that at all. So, you know, like I said, I'm out of the loop. I just wanted to know if anybody heard about fuss or ruckus being kept up about the DPs.
Well, that issue, what you were talking about there, where there's no deposit put up and people say they're going to be at the track or whatever with no deposit, that's a null and void race from the beginning. If you a verbal contract is, you know, a verbal contract is legally binding. So basically what I'm saying is if I told you me and you going to meet at the track tomorrow and we're going to race 3 on 500, and someone says, hey, is that a lock? And you say, yeah. And I ask me, is that a lock? Quickly, and I say, yeah. Then I actually owe you that money. But if we never do that, then there's no money owed. So there shouldn't be a discrepancy about that because there's no money. But, you know, the way that I grew up with that on that deal like that is that if I agreed to race you, whether we had a deposit up or not, if I told you I'm going to be at the track tomorrow and I'm going to meet you at the track to run, if I didn't show up at the track, the next time I would see you, I would hand you, you know, $40 or $50 or something like that for your gas money going back, you know, putting your car to the track or something like that. That was just a gentleman's thing that we used to do. That's what, you know, was before this freeze-out stuff that they got, this lock-in, this punk-out money. That was before that. But, you know, nowadays, if you don't lock in, then there's really no discrepancy. People don't like it, per se, but there's really nothing that can be done about it.
Okay, well, me, myself, personally, Kirkland, I agree with what you said, but to me, a race is all that. My word is good and dead to me. Ain't nobody's word good to me. I don't give a shit. And I'm going to tell you, the only person whose word would be good to me would be Lil Tony from the Motor City Mafia. That's about the only man that I would say, okay, your word is good. I'll tell you another person who I would say whose word is good, Bodie from out of California.
Mm-hmm.
His word to me is good. Who else can we say? Whose word is good?
Me.
No, you ain't even got
my
man.
Word,
listen,
man,
you keep rocking that shit.
I'll tell you something,
you
bro.
Keep rocking
you
that
count
shit,
on.
You got.
Man,
up
your
on the
motherfucking
new
word
ain't
worth shit, nigga.
It ain't.
You
can
say what you want to say. If I tell you something, you can count on it.
Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
And you know what, Gunner? It's a lot of people that stand on their manhood that way. It's a few people that stand.
Hey,
but
man.
When it comes to this game here, in
my
own personal opinion, I would like.
Yeah, Michael, don't get this, coach.
Like,
I'm talking
shit,
y'all. Hey, everybody. That's all I want to say. Hey, y'all. I'm going back on.
Hey.
I just came off the other night,
okay.
Y'all. I'm just talking shit, y'all.
Go ahead, Larissa.
Hey.
In my own personal opinion, I think that the best way to do that is that they put that money together. You know, because you got a lot of credible, you got some credible guys in the game, and you got a lot of guys that's uncredible. You know, so my thing is to put the money together. That way, that takes all the BS out the game. You know,
right?
Yeah, lock that. Put that money together. You know, and then that way, you know, with the DP man being there and both of y'all get your stuff together when you're locking in, you get clarity with y'all and say, okay, now y'all put this money in my hand and this is the way the race gonna go. And
thanks,
he give his explanation to him and that's what he do. You know. And then that way that'll cut down a whole lot of discrepancies, you know.
Let me bring in this last call, then wait for a minute. 708-0313. Rob, your mic is open.
Hey, I just wanted to say something that I was sitting here thinking about because you guys covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of problems is with this race game is you got a lot of nosy people. And then not just nosy, then they spread false rumors about you,
which
could potentially get a race going. Now, Then you got people saying online, you know, talking, and it's not one particular person. Well, any racing going on? Anybody race? What's going on? I want to see a race. Well, you're not going to see a race if you got people giving false information on you that you're trying to engage with. And then the other thing is, too, hey, who was that guy? Was that a school criminal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Hey, school criminal.
Go ahead, talk to me, man.
Hey, man, I got a small block on motor. What you want to do?
Uh-oh.
Small block on motor.
I'll be at the track tomorrow, trust me.
Look, I won't be at the track tomorrow, boss. I got a job, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'll be at the track.
Hey, smooth criminal, I ain't ask you about
the
life. All you have to say is I'm not doing nothing tomorrow.
I won't be at the track. I'll be at the track on
there
the 18th. I'll be at drag.
I'm okay with that. Hey, smooth criminal. Now, you was insinuating somebody with a small block aluminum motor. Who is that? Tell me
not a small block. You know what I'm saying? A big block with aluminum motor.
Leave that alone. Smooth criminal, leave that alone.
You bet. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't stupid. I ain't stupid. I
know
this. You know what I'm saying? So that's what
I'm
saying.
Smooth criminal.
I thought
that
small block
on the 18th.
I'm good. You told me that. And the other thing is, it's a lot of this stuff going around from what I'm seeing. Guys always worry about what another man is not or is doing. And if they got cars, why ain't they doing nothing? Why you worried about what somebody is or isn't racing? And you got a car.
Call
why ain't you racing? That's just my thought. Because I hear a lot of back lines conversations, but everybody worried about everybody but they sell.
Cause I'm
and
hey,
Rob,
and you know what Jody, Casey from Jody's been saying that song belongs to the old man. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight.
Hey, quicker letter. This is what I think, Uncle Larry. Y'all might say I'm right. Y'all might say, no, you wrong. But these guys that's doing this, that's worried about what somebody else is doing and saying what they should do, they probably ain't wearing the pants at home. They probably wearing some thong shorts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep,
oh, my goodness.
Rob, thongs
hey,
are
Rob,
far short.
Let me ask you something, man. Now, the difference between an aluminum motor And the CAS motor and most race motors is what? The block only, right?
Yeah, it's just block. They don't mean nothing.
Wait.
Okay, now.
Wait, that's all.
Hold it. Crooklet, I'm talking to Rob, please. Let me finish saying what I'm saying because you're going to mix it up. What I'm saying is this here. The weight is basically the only difference in,
right.
in that it ain't going to make no more horsepower. Now,
well,
a little bit of weight different because
right.
the other blocks is going to be aluminum pistol, aluminum rod, aluminum heads, everything else, the intake, all that going to be aluminum, just like that aluminum block. So when you tell me that you got aluminum block, I ain't got that to worry about because that's what I chose for the CAS block, which is a little more durable to me and it can stand more heat. The aluminum
right.
motor going to cool off fast, it's going to get hot fast. Aluminum block going to dissipate the heat a little better. Other than that, horsepower-wise, you just losing a little weight.
Actually, if you build two motors the same, which
man.
You know you can't really build them the same, but if you build aluminum block the same,
he
as,
not
if
show
you got
up
the same size
he
aluminum
not
block,
show up at the
you got the same size iron block, and you build
hold
them
on.
Exactly alike.
Hey, Y'all hold on for 1 second, y'all. Hey, y'all, come on, y'all. Let's have a little common courtesy. People that's talking, let's kind of give them a space and then we all can, you know, join back in together.
Hey.
All right, go ahead, y'all.
Hey, pardon me, Uncle Larry. I'm sorry about that, but he better not show up
no
on
problem.
18.
No problem.
He
no
better
problem.
Not show
no
up.
Problem.
He better not.
Well, hey, Eddie, and you probably know this
yeah.
already. But if you got an aluminum motor the same size as the iron block, and they both got the same internals, we know
yep.
the iron block is going to be a little bit heavier. But
yep.
that iron block is going to make more horsepower than aluminum block.
Yeah, because of the way the heat, the way it dissipates the heat, yes.
Right, and aluminum expands a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's apple and oranges. A lot of people, oh, you got aluminum block, you lighter. But you got the same thing I got. You making slightly more horsepower than me. So now what
yeah.
you got? You got an even race.
Right. So
you know, that
you
was just tech 101.
Excuse, man.
Yeah. And
thank you,
I got one more tech. If you guys got, and this is factual, if you got a transmission and you want to hock the gas on somebody, never, ever. On top end, throw it in neutral.
Hey, Rob,
because
stop lying,
what,
man.
Because what can happen is that bad fella will crack the case, break the pump, and fluid comes out of it and get up under your tires. And what you think is going to happen next? So I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when you want to showboat, you know, you can actually cause some problems for yourself.
Oh, no, a lot of love.
Hey, Rob, for the people who don't know you and for the people on the show, if there's any listeners from different states, can you tell them your qualifications on speaking?
Qualified to whoop somebody's ass if they want to run tomorrow.
Ooh,
I will be at the track, and I know y'all been looking for me. I'm
ooh,
ready to go. I'm
ooh,
happy.
You're feeling sexy. You are feeling sexy tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is that,
you got time
that
to
you got oil pressure, Rob?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, Stokes. I'd have had oil pressure for a long time.
Ooh-wee.
I just been sitting back, seeing if, you know, just seeing who was coming and going. Now I'm tired. I'm tired of sitting. I'm not sitting anymore. Small block.
Attention.
Small block. On the motor.
That is all.
Well,
the racing
season is winding down in the Midwest. You guys better go ahead and get it in now because it'll be cold
absolutely.
Very shortly. It'll
girl,
be cold
I'm
very shortly.
Yeah, Donnie, what's up, baby?
Hey, Mr. Stokes, I hear you.
Y'all boys want to see me.
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm enjoying this show tonight.
I know that's right, man. I know that's motherfucking right, man. Good to hear you, man. Good to hear you, man.
Oh yeah, man. I'm just moving around. I'm lurking in the shadows or whatnot. I don't know. Between Larry and, you know, Larry's keeping me plugged in pretty much, so I appreciate it. Hey, Stokes, let me ask you a question, Stokes. Can I ask you a question?
Talk to me.
How do you feel about grudge races having no heart? Or
man,
today's
look
grudge
here, man.
Races having
ooh.
No heart?
No, I ain't going to say motherfucker ain't got no heart, but I'm going to say this, though.
some people should be ashamed of themselves or the things they doing. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna sing on nobody's heart. But they should be ashamed of themselves and some of the things they doing around here. That's the only thing I'm gonna say about it.
Okay, well, hey, Shooks, I know you're real speaking mind, and unlike me, you think very carefully about what you say. But a crooked letter said something earlier tonight. And he said, if a guy says, I don't want to race you, or I don't want to race, then one guy should just move on, or, you know, the other guy should just move on until he find a man that he's looking for. So he finds a man that will race.
No, he ducked it. That's what that is.
Okay, well, listen, follow me for a second.
Yeah.
Can I come in your house and make you drink hot water from your faucet?
No.
Why can't I?
Because this is my house, and you going to back what I say going on, or down to your ass I go.
It's the same principle. If that man owns a car and he doesn't want to race and he tells you no, why can't you respect that man and leave him the hell alone and just move on? The man said he didn't want to race. What's the difference?
We talking racing then now. So now, with that being said, it's a lot of things that come in play, and I want to say this as a disclaimer: I'm not a race car owner, I'm not a race car driver, but the simple fact is, you know
we got some background noise. Larry, we got some background noise. I tell you, can you help me out, Larry?
Somebody working on the car, some shit, man. This shit ain't cool.
I can't even hear what you're saying, and I want to hear it.
Somebody out in the garage working on a motherfucking car. But like I say, you know, some people, what I want to just, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be truthful with it from my standpoint of it. Some people just want to humiliate some people. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They know they got them covered. And they just want to humiliate them. That's just it. That's just my, coming from my opinion. How everybody say their opinion. From my opinion.
Okay, well,
you know what
this
I'm saying?
Is my opinion.
You know you got more than what this guy got. And you know what this more than what this guy got. You know? But you're not trying to make it fair. You want to win. You know what I'm saying? And some of these guys, you know, get on these shows and they wants to be, they want their name to ring. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to give up the right race, but they know it's fair. They want to humiliate you. They want to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? That's just point blank period. You know what I'm saying? They want to humiliate you. They want to really put your face in the sand. You know what I'm saying? And they know that, fuck him. I can give him this. I know I can give him this. And it could be a fair race. But fuck him. I don't want to give him nothing. And I don't just want a dog. That's the thing that's going on. That's one of the things in my mind that's going on in grudge racing today.
Okay, well, listen,
Can I ask a question right quick? All right, Stokes, let me ask you a question. If you're at the track and you see these guys with this little tops with the little pea thing up on it, you know that game is rigged from the dome. Now, if you go out there and you act a fool and give folks your money, who fault is it?
No, you know what? Use the lollipop man to get in that game.
Okay, if you know that game is rigged and you go there and give them your money, then it's your fault. So if somebody's offering you something with a card that you know that you ain't supposed to be taking and you take it, then that's your fault. So what it is just that you should say, man, you know, if you can't make it right, then you need to go find you somebody else to race. And that'll
but
be
what
it.
If,
you know, but, that
but,
way won't be no argument. Ain't nobody ducking, ain't nobody dodging or nothing. Because,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think about
but
what you just said now. Everybody you know that's coming out into this race game is in it to win it.
Yeah.
Everybody's in it to win it. Nobody
that
wants to lose.
And I understand that. I understand that. But, you know, these buffaloes, this is what I'm talking about, these buffaloes. That's what I'm talking about, the buffaloes.
But you still have to walk away from them. Tell them hell no,
yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But these buffaloes, man, they, you know, it ain't gonna keep happening. You know, it ain't gonna keep happening. In my book, it ain't gonna keep happening, though.
Well,
but
they're going to run up on what they're looking for.
Yeah,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to let them find their own poison.
Yeah,
you don't try poison when you know you can't poison them.
Right. But when a mother, babe, but when somebody proposes them something that look like them, where they going? They're going to the bushes instead of getting up there.
But you know, Stokey,
they
want to
get up there.
Another thing about what you just said, is people looking like, you know, it's a lot of times they say it, people looking like other people. You can build two identical motors. One going to be faster than the other one going to be slower. It's going to always
look
be that way. There's going to never be nobody the same. So, you
look
know, that's just a fact of life.
Look at Crooked Ladder. They want a bird's nest, something that's laying on the ground. See what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's an old song, Stokey, from way back in my childhood. There's a song that the old folks just sang. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. You should have just better pick and choose wisely when you're doing it.
But I know this, though. I know this for a fact. All I got to do is make it right. That's it. Just make it right. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Make it right. And everything else, it just goes without being said.
Yeah. Hold on. We got new callers, y'all. 312-5187. Your mic is open.
What up, everybody? What's happening? What's happening, Uncle Larry, Crooked Larry, and everybody
up,
out there?
Hey,
what
hey,
up,
what's
man?
Going on?
Hey, man.
Who do you think you're talking
to? I'll just be listening, man. I'll be listening until some...
Stop with you in the background, bro.
Until some up under me is hit
me. Background too, motherfucker.
One of the biggest things that didn't happen
in
Brad.
Damn, dog, you on that woo,
Mike. My opinion, the biggest thing that's been happening in this drag racing thing, man, is it's a new era, man. Back in the day, we ran, you didn't know what you ran, you thought you knew what you ran, but you was racing on the streets. Since laws have changed, you don't street race as much. You go to the track, you think you're running a certain number, and then you don't get that number what you're looking for. And that what then kills a lot of racing, man. That's because that, like they said a long time ago, is still in effect today. Track kills. Once you go to the track and you think you're running in the 10s and the 9s or whatever it may be, and you get a reality check, that's why coming ain't a lot of racing now. Because you used to race off the seat of your pants. Back in the day, we fish these regular-ass cars. You go on the streets. You make sure it's not pooping or popping, and you thought somebody looked like you. You ran because you thought that, you know, you all in the same pot. But nowadays, they go to the track. They get that slip. They see what they're running. And shit, they ain't willing to let the brake go. That's my opinion. I go back on mute and let y'all tell me what y'all think of that. Because, I mean, it's the ET, man. You know, so I'm listening. I'm sitting back listening.
Yeah, Terry, I too much agree with you too, because that slip will tell a whole lot. And if they embarrassed about that slip, man,
yeah,
they can't hold no water.
That's what you know. It's not only holding water. Then you got the other person talking about he running in a certain number, and he not even running that number. But you afraid
right.
to gamble because you know what you're running. So it's almost a bluff.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that could bluff you gonna always hound you. But really,
yeah.
that the track killed, man. Back in the day, man, the back when we was running, man, you know the laws wasn't as strict as they are now on drag racing. They were strict, but it wasn't like it is now. Still was a lot of street racing. But now, as we then got older, we go to the track. And now, man, a person see that number, man. You spend all that money in these cars, and you thinking you're going to run that motherfucking number. And it ain't just that easy, man. This
yeah.
Day you got
and, on
the motor,
and on top
now
of,
you gotta
and
put
on
it
top
to the
of
ground.
That, on top of that, the fear. Man, you know how scared these guys can get, man, when they get their butt beat? It's all
hell
over
yeah.
the world now. Media got
that's
them
that's
to
how?
The point where if you lose a race right there in Chicago, the whole world knows about it because of media. And
yeah.
I don't think
well,
half
that,
of them can handle it.
Hello?
Right. Well, that happened too with the media, with the way the shit is with the media. You know, it just got shit to where the only ones that's going to race now is the diehards. The one that just said, hey, man,
yeah,
if he could
yeah,
run
right.
that. You know how we feel. At least this is how I feel. A person would tell me, hey, man, old boy can run so-and-so. Well, my thing is, he got to run that on me then. He got to show me. Because you know and I know it ain't that easy, man. It ain't that easy to run a number unless you got that bread. But if we all in the same pot, it's hard to run. As you get older, you know more about it. The new breeds that's out here, they don't know, man. It's hard to run a number.
Yeah, you're right. What's
hey,
going on, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Let me give you an example of something, bro, that you know, a lot of people don't look at. This is what you got to look at right here. Whoever's sucking on the call, please mute somebody. This is what you got to look at, Terry. Most of these youngsters these days, they don't go out and do like the old schools used to do, go build their own motor, pick their own camshafts, different stuff like that. They don't do that. They go buy a certain horsepower motor. Motors are not really, really all that expensive until you get to those big, gigantic, exotic motors and stuff. Up to that point in time, the medium motors, you can go and buy a ZZ4 crate motor, come out there and run 12s or 11s, different things like that. That's basically your basic street car. You know what I'm saying? So they basically all class the same. So a lot of times, a joker won't tell you. But if you go out there, you build a motor, you try to pick your own camshaft, and you try to pick, oh, well, this camshaft pulled from 2,800 to 8,500, and you think you got to shift that car at 8,000 because it say 8,500, and you want to make a horsepower to 6,300, you'd have passed your shift point by 1,300 RPM or better. You falling on your face, and you just going, but I ain't did this, that, and other. And then a lot of people won't even go buy the right valve spring to put on their heads for that camshaft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where the problem come in with that.
Here you go right here. They make the race right, and down on his ass we going. That's all I'm going to say.
But anyway,
all I'm
going
to say, and I mean
that.
Do
a show.
That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Make the race right. You got a race right. You got cars with four wheels on it.
Bring the motherfucker to the show. That's all you got to do.
It's so many different eras of this that's going on, y'all. Until it's just, you know, like you say, it's just a new era. You know, and my thing with it is, I don't understand, back in our time, I don't understand how you can win a race if a person gave you money on gas. I don't understand how you won that race. I don't understand how that a person can make a transition from doing one something and turn around to do another something to go and be able to deal with greater competition in a different era than what we got going on. And when they become relevant in the game, then that's when it gets to a point where people start turning their behind in your face and so forth and so on. You know, so it's just so many things to this, man. It's a ball of confusion, man. Like the Temptations used to say, ball of confusion. You know, and myself, in my opinion, I don't think we should be letting ourselves, the bigger the funeral, that's right. I don't think we should be letting ourselves get caught up into these things, you know, but it's just a, you know, a thing where a lot of these things that's being done don't be addressed. And the ones that do be addressed, they be swept up under the rug because of the simple fact that no one could never explain to me to a point and to a degree where it is a requirement for two people that come from the same place when they're going to engage with other people that they have to meet and go into combat with one another until they make a decision that that's what they want to do. You know, and could you hold poo-poo down, please? And my thing with that is, you know, is to try to have come to some kind of resolve, communicate with each other and come to some type of resolve, because there's a lot of that I really don't understand. You know, it's not as exciting. It's not as exciting to me as it was to me at first when it first came into play. You know, a lot of things being stripped away from the game, you know.
But it will never be that way again. I mean, you got to look at the time where we at now. I mean, like, we get older.
It's a new game, baby.
It ain't going to ever get out. That's like us going on the Skyway. We used to go on the Skyway. I mean, who in the fuck would believe we used to stop traffic on the expressway to drag race? Back then, we was younger and dumber, but it was, I mean, we call it fun. I mean, we got it off. We done some crazy shit. And that we still remember the fun we had doing it. To today's era is different. Whoever thought a motherfucker could walk down the street and had their pants hanging off their ass? Yeah, but
you know what?
Whoever thought in this day and era? Just think about
with us already being people that have experienced this already and have seen this already. In my opinion, it's just taking so much away from the game itself. You know, you have some events that people are willing to come and see, and you have a lot of events that goes on. A lot of people, the count is just not there, and it's because of the simple fact that it's a lot of people, even to the fans that's sitting up, it's a lot being stripped away from them because they spend their hard earned money and time and stuff, traveling and so far and so on, which they're not even a participant as far as being on the track is concerned, but they're somebody that want to go somewhere and sit back and enjoy themselves and watch something that's supposed to be good, and they're being stripped of that. So you can always look forward to start having minuses and minuses. My point is what we're trying to do to see what we can do or talk about to see if we can bring some pluses to try to get it back to where it still holds the excitement like it used to hold all the time, you know?
Well, I think biggest thing what you're saying to bring it back, I believe, is the Michael Jordan thing. Just do it. Talk about it. You're going to do it. You got to just, the older guys that's out here racing just got to do it. And hopefully people will follow guys up to it. Right. Talking about it ain't going to do it. Because talk to the face, bro, get blue. But once it's event or no event, if you got your car out there, you're trying to run. It sounds like I just heard Rob on the radio. He said he'd be at the track tomorrow. He's looking for it. Well,
hey, Rob ain't gonna do nothing, man. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time, man. Rob ain't gonna do shit, man. He radio game. He ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man.
What happened with the race, Lee?
Dude switched bikes on him. He said he had a street bike, but then, you know, when they got over there, he had switched bikes and it was a race bike. So, and then the owner of the bike, he didn't know that that's who dude was talking about, Three Little. So he was, you know, just telling him, man, he ain't got nothing to do with it. He didn't want to get involved.
he just say, you know, he told Three Love, man, hey, don't run the bike, man, because, you know, you can't whoop the bike. It's a race bike. But dude, the other guy was trying to pull some slick shit.
Okay.
Damn, ain't that shit.
Donnie Pett.
Hey, Terry.
Donnie Pett.
Mayor. You know, all I want to say is this about what Terry was just saying. You know what I'm saying? With this grudge racing thing, first of all, in all honesty, you have to remember this. Grudge racing is not a paid venue like the Cox racing or any type of bracket racing where people are racing for putting up just a little bit of money to race for a big amount of money, or even NHRA drag racing where they pay to come to an event or something like that. This is something that people are grudging with each other with their own money. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, it's you cannot, like was said earlier, Gunny Pick was saying, Uncle Larry was saying, everyone was saying, this is something that you can't force a man to do that he if he don't want to do it. Because nobody that I know of, and I mean anybody on this show, anybody listening, wants to go out there and put their money on the line if they don't figure they have a chance of winning. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, all I'm saying is this. You can't fault a man if he come out there and don't want to race, and you got 300 on 2,000, and then you get there and you figure out and say, well, shit, my car ain't running right, or I know I can't beat this man. I'm going to give him the $300 instead of the 2,000. So you have to look for that to happen. As a fan and anything else, you have to look for that to happen. It happens. Because they're not paid like pro people where they're racing for somebody else's money. If I was going out there and I was racing for somebody else's money, I ain't giving shit
What if somebody sneak up on you and put their foot in your ass sideways?
Then all I can say is they better get the fuck out of the way for it. And if they don't take their foot out of my ass, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, God.
That's all I'm
saying.
What's up, Leroy?
Hey, Crook Letter, you're making too much motherfucking noise.
Hey, let's get this motherfucking party started, man. It sounds like a funeral on this bitch, man. Don't need to be that better than no funeral. It's too late at night. Get this shit
started. We waiting on race reports. That's what we're doing.
Ain't no motherfucking race
report. You ain't waiting on no motherfucking race report, man. You getting race report, man. Don't say that shit no more, man.
Gentlemen,
please.
Don't worry about Uncle Larry. Just talk to me now.
Hey, Crooked Letter, you need to stop that bullshit.
He was explaining to you my program. This is the program that I chose to bring up. I just recently asked Lee a second ago what happened with Three Love. We was waiting on that report, so we were just holding a general discussion until he came in. We didn't want to get into a topic, but we just wanted to hold a general discussion until after Lee came in and gave us the report about what Three Love had done.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Bo.
Tell me when you want me to.
Hey, Bo.
more.
Hey, Bo, you don't have to worry about Leroy's line. I got control of his. But the, all the all okay. other stuff that's going on, I would like to take care of it, sir.
Hey, Bo, I'm like Rodney King. Why we can't all just get along?
Oh, we get along long to conduct yourself in order, sir. You happen to be
Leroy,
on the Uncle Larry show. Not Leroy Leonard, the Twitter show. This is Uncle Larry show.
Who you calling Freddie? You name calling?
Well,
hey.
There's Freddie around. Hell yeah, I called his thing too. Yeah.
So you calling Stokes Freddie?
No. I didn't call him.
Hey.
Stokes name. So we call Stokes Stokesy. We don't call him Freddie.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
I'm
hey,
trying
Uncle
to
Larry.
See who the fuck
hey,
Freddie name is.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
That mean anybody, Bo.
You got it, man. Hey, man, I'm just chilling, man. What's going on?
Hey, Uncle
baby?
Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I like how you command. I like how you command it.
That is all.
I couldn't hear what you said.
I said I like how you took command of your show. You let the impersonator, the perpetrator, know.
Well,
who they talking? Who they talking, Rob? You
yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, Leroy?
What's up, Leroy? Hey, what's up, my little bitty buddy?
Hey, Bo. Rob, what's
yes,
happening,
yes,
man?
Sir.
What's hey, up? What's
I
up,
love
Rob?
When you took control of your show, too.
Nothing much, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, brother Leroy? What's happening, man?
Hey, brother Ed, how you doing, man? Yeah, brother Ed, I was telling Larry just now, I like the way he took control of the show. He stopped dude from doing all that motherfucking dead talk.
Yeah. Well, man, it's a pleasure to hear, you know, a good guy like you come on the show, man. It's a pleasure to have you here, man.
Hey,
you don't make too
man.
Many appearances, man. Good thing. Beautiful thing, man.
It's all good. It's
hey, I just want to say good evening to all you gentlemen tonight, man.
Who that, Mom?
What's up, Big Mom?
Yeah, what's
Big
happening?
Mom? Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, man, you got it, bro. We're going to turn this into a family reunion, man. What's going on, y'all? Hey, my spider sense is tingling, man. I think we're going to have some problems in a minute.
Hey, man, let me
have
a
little bit
of
a
problem,
man. Hey, man. How y'all
Ooh.
Players doing tonight, man? That's all I'm saying, man. That's good to hear everybody on the show tonight, man. It's good to hear everybody, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they got Leroy on the show. They got Big Eddie, Uncle Larry's show. Crooked Ladder. Hey, goddamn.
Hey, what you think they got that pig here doing
on the
show? Hey, Sam
Crinkle better not be on this motherfucker, though. I know that.
Hey, you know what, man?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Ain't gonna be.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be.
You in my show, man.
Here go that bullshit. God damn, you can back ass motherfucker.